do 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 do. Welcome to Idea Factory Giveaway, a guest-guided mapping expedition to the borders of human creativity.
If I am feeling super, super cheeky, I will, I should get some classical music to just kind of, like, mix in underneath while you're doing that, because that is so good.
I really want you to use the opening theme to a veterinary hospital from The Muppet Show.
Is that the soap opera?
Like, yes. Yeah, it, like, maybe it's the same. Yeah. It's called something different, but
no, it's for pretty. It's of the pigs.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your co-host John, and this is all my fault.
I'm Kelly. This is none of my fault.
You know what? Let's just get into it.
Let's just do this, man.
Yes. Here, we're just going to bring our guest on right now. It's Ashley Ann. She's back for her second episode. Welcome back.
Yay. I can't believe I get to do this again. Yes. This is so rad. I make radio and podcasts for KQED and KALW and all kinds of other people.
And you also make excellent conversation.
Agreed.
It's true.
Agreed. And have amazing pink hair. It's like all of the shades are perfect.
You're missing out, listeners. It's so pink.
Yeah.
It's a pink you've never seen before.
It's true.
What is the most interesting thing that has happened to you this week, Ashley Ann?
I rode my first mechanical bull.
What?
Wow!
Oh my god.
I went to, in Concord, there is a drive-in movie theater that is still an awesome drive-in movie theater. I went to a double feature of Solo and Avengers Infinity War.
Wow.
It was
so good.
Buckaroo night. So it was all loosely country western themed. So you go there and you get your snacks, your chili bowl, all that fun stuff. There's like a bounce house. There's a DJ playing Garth Brooks, but it's really like this teenager. It's so cute. And then they had a mechanical bull. So I rode it. For a whole 60 seconds.
That's impressive.
Thank you. It was easy. It was not like really bucking too hard. Mm. Lawsuits. I mean.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Place business. But it was only $8 for admission. And it just really reiterates, like, and you can eat and drink whatever you want in your car. And everyone should just go to their drive-in movie theater.
Okay.
If you have one,
that now.
Go do that. And you can watch Solo while listening to it on your radio because they have a short-wave radio transmitter. So, also, too, if you live in areas near a drive-through movie theater and you just want to listen to movies, get those numbers and dial them in. Because now it's in my, like, playback in my car. So whenever I'm driving by Concord, if I just want to, like, just, like, see what's going on.
That is an amazing idea, and we should definitely do that at some point.
Oh, absolutely. God. Absolutely. That sounds amazing, even when there isn't a mechanical bowl.
It's really good. It's, and especially summertime, it's really good. But they have it in the winter. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Peace of my childhood.
Fucking, that's great.
Solo was much better.
I really enjoyed Solo as well.
I'm legally required to say this, but I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly. Like, I'll take another one of those. I mean, like, I hope they make, you know, obviously they laid the seeds for a sequel.
Yeah, I hope they do too. I want more capes.
I want more
heists. There was a lot of capes, but I want there to be even more capes.
Yeah. I just like a heist movie. And like a heist movie in Star Wars? Fuck yeah.
It was great.
There was two heists in that movie. Shit.
It was heist upon heist.
I'm in. I'm so in. For those of you who are new to this show, by the way, here's what's going on. Is that I have been coming up with ideas for literally a decade, and there's just too many. But some of them might be amazing. They're all in a big spreadsheet, and it is time to give them away right now. Kelly's here. Ashley Ann's going to help. If you hear one you like, it's yours to run with. I just want credit.
I want a cut.
Ashley Ann, what is the first idea in the spreadsheet?
Okay, I have wedding as emerging tech conference.
this was an idea that I had when I was planning. Mavis and I were planning our wedding, which is this thing that you'll run into where, like, venues, when they find out that you are having a wedding, they jack the prices up, right?
Yeah.
So instead of telling people, oh, we're having a wedding, we tell them what we're having is an emerging tech conference. So, like, you know, the idea, although there was, like, going to be a theme, you know what I mean? So, like, then our wedding guests would show up, and everybody would have a little badge on a lanyard, and they would be color-coded to indicate, like, oh, this is, like, you know, like bride side, groom side, but also, like, here's where I know John from, right?
This is a great idea.
Yeah, like,
excellent idea, yeah. John.
Green badges for, like, the college friends, you know, like, a couple of blue badges for high school buddies, or, like, I know John from, you know, from Tech, or, like, from the Star Trek Club, or whatever the fuck, right?
Yeah.
Like, there could be, right? Because, like, a wedding and a tech conference, especially if it's got, like, a keynote speaker and all that shit, basically have the same stuff, right?
Yeah.
There's a stage, there's, you know, there's a podium, there's a microphone.
There's some sort of, like, buffet foodery.
Yeah, there's some meal.
There, and then there's usually a DJ of some sort.
Exactly.
So I'm a professional DJ. I've DJed, like, 150 plus weddings and a bunch of bar nights and also a bunch of, like, random business conferencey things.
Mm-hmm.
And wedding prices are more than if I was going to DJ an emerging tech well, depends on the company. But generally, like, if I'm hired for a party for 6 hours, that price is significantly lower than if it's a wedding.
Right?
So this is kind of brilliant.
So yeah, we just tell them it's a tech conference, and it's a one day thing, you know. So it's like a almost like more like a meetup, really. But, you know, we're gonna need seats and
a lapel mic.
Yeah, you know, and then one, you know, a mic on a stand. There's gonna need to be a sound system for that, but also for the DJ.
Sure.
You know, yeah. Here's the, you know, like, who is your food? You know, like, so that was the idea. Obviously, that is not the way we went when we planned the actual wedding, but it was nevertheless a thought that I had that I feel like maybe somebody else out there could do something with.
Also, when I read that idea, I DJ weddings in the Bay Area, and I will say almost all of the weddings do feel like an emerging tech conference. One, because it's usually the only people who are in that age bracket of, you know, usually when people get married, it's a wider swath of people from a certain age group.
Mm-hmm.
And really those people from that age group who can afford a wedding in the Bay Area right now, or, like, afford to, like, I don't know, do anything, throw any parties, are in tech. So it feels like that already on almost any wedding I'm at. Lovely people. No judgment on the people. But it's an emerging tech conference.
So, yes. Yes. Excellent.
Please don't fire me, DJ company.
who shall remain nameless?
Don't Google me. I don't exist.
God, these are so good.
I think one thing that I hope comes across in this show is the amount of fun that the guests have just looking through the spreadsheet.
It was a really, like, I hate homework, but as a radio producer, I know you have to do it, and you have to, like, have fun with it if you can, because then what's the point of doing it? This was just nonstop fun. I had a moment of, like, oh, there's close to 1,000 ideas on here now? How many?
Close to 800.
Close to 800.
Which, in theory, is close to 1,000. Yeah.
I read all of them.
Oh, my God.
That's insane!
I mean, I read all of them, and I'm all the better for it.
Amazing.
Do I do something that's, like, important to our well-being?
We've got plenty of time. I think we should go for it.
Okay. Important to our well-being. I'm someone who goes to a lot of shows, a lot of rock and roll shows, underclub punk shows, warehouse shows, all of the things that, and DJ at them, that feel sometimes like it's the safest space in the world, but then obviously it can be a really unsafe space when disaster strikes.
Mm-hmm.
So this idea of airplane-style safety lectures for rock shows should be mandatory. How much fucking fun would that be? You go to the rock show, right, and someone pops up on stage before the show or before each band just to be like, all right, everyone, can I have your attention? The exits are here. Here. They might be behind you. Check behind you or in front of you. If an emergency happens, please proceed calmly. Leave all belongings behind. And the meetup spot, you know, outside of the vehicle, of the craft, is, you know, on Telegraph Avenue or what have you. I think that's, this is such a no-brainer, and this, the things that, like, bands could do or venues can do to make that as fun as shit, right? Costumes, puppets, everything.
Yes.
Music. Like, how, like, it's just, it's, I don't know why we don't do it. It just seems like the best idea that we're just not doing.
perhaps somebody will hear this, take it to heart, and start a campaign. Yeah, I don't know if I have anything else to say about
that. I want to see the Rock Show safety puppet.
Oh my god.
I want to know what direction that goes in.
There's a really good band called Quintronimous Pussycat from New Orleans, from Louisiana, and she does a full psychedelic puppet show with music and puppets that she makes herself at every show they perform as the warm-up act. So it's like this total puppet, like rock opera for like 8 to 15 minutes, and it's always new every tour. And then, like, there's a little break, and then Quintron, he comes out and sits at his crazy analog drum machine that he built, like a mad scientist, and Miss Pussycat comes back and, like, plays the maracas and tambourine and backup vocals. And it's so great, because you know when you go see that show, you're going to see a puppet show ahead of time.
You're there for two shows.
You're there for two shows, and honestly, sometimes the puppet show's better.
This sounds amazing. This sounds amazing.
So I think that spirit just needs to be in every club, and make it safer for everyone.
Fuck yeah.
Agreed.
Past me had a good idea.
Nicely done, Past John.
That was really easy, you guys. That felt too easy.
Well, let's see what else there is in this fridge.
Oh, balls. All right, this idea just makes me so happy because it's one I've thought about before and I've tried to create before, but it's not probably the same. It's having a comic panel frame for photo booths.
Mm.
So being able to, I'm guessing, add some sort of manual component to have frames in the photo frame.
Yes.
To make it like a... Because I've tried doing sequential... narratives in photo booths.
Mm.
It's one of my top five things to do when I was 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always wondered, like, so I'd make my own, but I always wonder, like, why aren't machines just equipped with, like, a little sliding, you know, a couple sliding screens that you can put in front of you to make comic panels?
I don't know.
And, like, divide the space up, divide the square up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It does seem like it would be a really good idea. And, I don't know why that's not a thing. I mean, it's possible that it's the sort of thing where, like, it would take too much thought.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be the kind of thing where you would have that at a photo booth that was at an event where, like, you knew there were a bunch of, like, nerds who really thought about photo booths.
Yeah.
Which I also have given an exorbitant amount of thought, I think, to photo booth prompts in my day.
But would non-nerds start appreciating photo booths more if it had that in there? Maybe
shit.
It's not for the nerds, right?
Oh, shit. That's a good point.
Maybe it's for the people who need to become the nerds.
No,
a nerd recruitment tool.
Because life is better when you're obsessed with photo booths.
Yes, agreed. I agree.
Agreed.
It just is. I mean, you might get cancer from the chemicals, but
ones with the chemicals are the best ones.
Well, yeah. Photo booths, I don't mean anything digital. Sorry. There's an asterisk. Anytime I say the word photo booth, it means a photochemical booth.
Yeah. No, the ones where, like, you open up the secret panel and there's a bucket of toxic sludge behind
it. It smells like sulfur. Yeah.
Yes. It's the best. Yes. Yeah.
And if anyone is listening who maintains those machines, God damn it, you're a hero.
Yeah.
I want to shake your hand. I want to make you dinner.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. That's all I have to say about that.
All right, then.
Flyers for Date This Guy.
This was an idea that I had a long time ago. I think in the era when, like, there were still, like, rave flyers and stuff,
oh, yeah.
Right? Where, like... But instead of a rave flyer, it's just a flyer for, like, hey, we date this guy. It's, so it's, you know, like, imagine the same shitty, like, you know, 90s, early 2000s ass design. But instead of, like, advertising, like, a venue and an event and, like, a list of DJs, it's, like, some dude's face. And, like, you know, it's just like snippets of resume or, like, skills he's got or, like, you know, like, different... The things that would make him interesting to girls to be like, hey, date this guy. So, like, so it would be like, yeah, it would be the kind of thing where you would need to, it's a service, right? So there's a staff of like 20 people, and like you basically, you pay them and they make you a flyer and then they just walk the streets of whatever city you want, and they just hand flyers out. And, you know, like, maybe one of... And it's got either, like, maybe not your phone number, but it's got, like, your OkCupid profile or something on it, right?
Yeah.
So, like, they can just look you up and then, you know, presumably date you. Like, that... obviously, it can be for women as well, right?
Right.
Women, free humans. Date this person.
I feel like this is...
Date my lost cat.
this is, like, the least effective thing I can think of.
Oh, yeah. No, it would be ridiculous.
If somebody is handing out flyers...
Yes.
Like, begging anyone to date this person... I would just be like, oh, no. No, I'm not even touching it.
Well, not anyone, right? I could see this as a thing where you could, like, sort of try to segment your potential audience with sort of like, hey, like, I'm picturing, like a dude who, you know, like, who's having trouble finding rockabilly chicks to date, where he's like, you know, can you just, like, and he engages this agency to just, like, you know, go to wherever they think, and then, you know, just, like, hand a flyer out to anybody who looks like, you know, maybe they, yeah. That's...
I actually think it's a fantastic idea. So about 5 years ago, I was getting real desperate to find boyfriend material, a person made out of boyfriend material.
Mm-hmm.
I tried the internet, and it was just bad. It was so bad. And then I was talking with a friend over beers, because that's how all good ideas happen. And we came up with a harebrained scheme that to find my next boyfriend by posting flyers. Different than your idea, John, but, like, basically trying, because he was a graphic designer, still is, and to do, like, a really, like, artful kind of design that would catch the eye of someone who I would want to date, and they can go to a website and apply to go on a date with me.
Yes.
And I was so close to doing it. So close. And then I randomly met my boyfriend on OkCupid. But I was so close. Honestly, I had gotten to a point where it felt like it was the only logical way I was going to find someone worth dating. By, like, because I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I'm total package, but, like, only for certain people. And maybe I can target those people by flyering my favorite places.
Yeah.
And trying and, like, having them apply.
That is the thing that is missing from that equation. That's the perfect. Yeah, I had a bunch of harebrained ideas back when I was still single, and that period lasted for a very long time. So there were a lot of harebrained ideas. But this, you know, I mean, clearly this was a. I mean, I think it could still work for someone out there.
Oh my gosh, I think it could totally work. I'm kind of sad I didn't get a chance to do it because I was really, really curious to see what. Would come from those online forms. Like, so curious. And as a radio maker, it's like, this is gold for a radio story. But, yeah, it didn't happen. And I love you, Donnie. Donnie's great.
Yes. I very much love you, Mavis. I just... honestly, I don't know if I'm sad or not, but I never got to implement some of my more harebrained schemes. But this one, I don't know. This one isn't even a harebrained scheme so much as, like, a business plan, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, I feel like there's... Yeah, this is... I could see this agency forming, and I feel like it mm-hmm. would be... Because the starting costs are not that big, right?
No.
And I bet there's a
power. It's people power, right? It's getting, it's hiring the right people who can go out and sell these people.
See, the targeted campaign is interesting. Like, creating the flyer that's going to draw in only the people that you were looking for and putting it in places that you know they are to be found.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
For this agency to work, it would need to be like, so if somebody coming to us looking to engage our services would need to be like, oh, hey, so, like, something we'd ask them is, like, what does the kind of girl you want to date, like, where would you find her, basically,
mm-hmm.
right? And we would categorically have to refuse the kind of person who comes and is like, I just want hot chicks.
Right.
Like, brother... Like, get the fuck out of our office. But,
yeah.
you know, like, if it's somebody who's, like, a science fiction fan, you know, who's just kind of shy, where it's like, well, mm-hmm. we're going to hang out at Borderlands.
Right.
And we're just, you know what I mean? Like, something
yes.
like that.
If you are a niche commodity and you are trying to find your market.
Yeah.
As so many of us are. yeah, I could see that. I could see that. That's interesting.
This is a hot convo. Hot topic.
I know. And now I'm like, I'm currently single, but I'm also, like, too cranky to date anyone right now. So I'm like, maybe I'll like try out your ridiculous ideas.
And what does it go wrong?
Well, that's the thing, is it's like, it's zero stakes right now, because like, I don't actually want to meet anyone, so I can just do this and see what happens.
The building the website gateway is the only, that's the only remotely rigorous part.
No, you need a landing page.
But it's so easy. Like, the shit comes like out of the box with Squarespace or whatever.
Oh god, you could just set up a Google form.
Yeah. Yes. Oh yeah. Yes.
No, I mean like you
but need. I want that to be a sexy ass Google form, right?
Mm.
Right? It's my peacock feathers.
Mm.
No.
Look at them. Stroke them, type in.
No, it needs to be awesome. You need to have a couple of filter questions on there.
Mm-hmm. But I think
so you can, like, you know, tell if, like, if you ask them, like, do you love this thing that I hate? And they're like, I love that thing! You're like, off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is an interesting idea.
Somebody out there, I'm just saying, there's a business opportunity waiting. Remember, I would like credit.
I would like a cut.
Also, I just want to know if it works. So, like, if you even just, like, take it upon yourself to help a friend in some sort of manner, to flyer and build a landing page, or you do it for yourself, I think it's a great idea, and I want to hear about it.
Yeah, send us some stats.
Yeah, I do as well. Stay tuned to the end of the show to find out how you can get in touch. And in the meantime, though, what else have we got on the old spreadsheet?
I have, like all of these ideas, I have my own notion of what they could mean.
Yes, of course.
But I'm so excited to hear what this means. We'll fix it in post, and it's under the dating category.
I have no... Is there anything in the notes field for that?
R.S. Stevens dating motto.
R. Stevens. Yeah, this is my buddy Rich, who... Yes. I don't remember where this came from. I think, honestly, this is... this must have just come out of a conversation that we had at Comic-Con. So Rich is the author of a long-running webcomic called Diesel Sweeties, which I think, honestly, is probably one of the first webcomics in
the... It was one of the first I knew about.
Right? Yeah. Sure. So For the better part of a decade... If not an actual decade, I've been going down to San Diego Comic-Con to help him and his friends, who are now also my friends, run their booth at Comic-Con. And, you know, we talk about all kinds of stuff. And I think at some point we just, we were talking about dating, and I think that was just, like something... He has this habit of tossing off these just brilliant one-liners as a person who writes a comic a day should, right? But basically, it's like, we'll fix it in post. Just is, like... It as like a dating motto is, it's so good, and I don't know why, but I clearly was compelled to write it down.
Because that's where the real intentional work happens, right? When you post, like me as an audio editor, I know there's only so much you can do to prepare people when you're recording them in a studio, right? To like get that solid gold tape that you want, but... I mean, so, like, in dating, like, you put a lot of effort, as much as you can, but you don't know how that fucking shit is gonna go. You don't know how those guest hosts are gonna... It might be crazy. You don't know. But you know, you're gonna have to fix it in post. And so that's how I read this, because that's how I feel, like, about most of the better relationships I've had in my life. And even, too, like, in, like, deep friendships and stuff, it's just, like, you can do as much as you can in that moment as things are happening. Try to be intentional, but really all the work happens after you fuck up. All the work happens, like, that's where the heavy lifting is. So, like, really, that's, I don't know, that's how I read that. And if hopefully that's how he meant it, because if so, I think he's brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, I in the absence of any other interpretation on my part that makes sense, I think we're going to go with that, because that really is good, and I could see that having been born in his mind as well. Excellent.
Also, it seems like good life advice generally.
Yes.
Yeah, also. I was thinking of it for, like, people with anxiety. Like, you know what? Yeah, we'll fix it in post.
Yeah, don't worry about the interaction. It's not a big deal. Same thing in, like, live radio. It's like, oh, you just totally fucked up on the radio. It's fine. There's only, like, X amount of people listening, and now there's Y amount. You know?
Right.
You don't need to bring it up. Like, just, like, cruise on by. Don't worry about that super awkward interaction. Life is more than that.
Like, hell yeah.
Feel good.
Hell yeah. Nice.
I like this.
I think we have time for one more.
I
think I only have like one left. Can we go to a booze? Can I bring up a booze idea?
Absolutely.
Liquid Fireball?
Now, this must have been... Wait a minute.
But... 3 parts hot damn, 1 part vodka over ice, Welch's grape to cover. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It sounds like a Flaming Moe's, but like a bitch-ass version of a Flaming Moe's.
Yes. This was definitely something that I came up with well before the actual product Fireball came out.
Mm-hmm.
Hot damn is a cinnamon liqueur.
Mm-hmm.
What were the other things? It was
vodka over ice and Welch's grape to cover.
Yes. I believe that I know exactly where I invented this. I've got a buddy who liked... And this was the great... Like, for some... How do I even begin to all right. I have a friend who... got it into his head that it would be fun to host like sort of like a competitive eating event, basically, where like but nothing as crazy as like, you know, just eat a bunch of hot dogs, right? But like, because there's a bunch of like weird little eating challenges that you can put on that are actually fun and low stakes and just entertaining to watch, right? Like the saltine challenge, right? Like eating 7 saltines in a row without a glass of water. Can you do it, right?
Okay.
Or how many marshmallows can you fit in your mouth and still say the words chubby bunny intelligibly?
Okay.
Or like, literally, like, you've got 2 Taco Bell soft or crunchy tacos in front of you.
Uh-huh.
How fast can you eat them? What's the fastest you can do that in? It turns out, by the way, that Taco Bell soft tacos can be eaten very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
You suck the goo, and you just kind of swallow the tortilla.
But so, he started hosting these just, like, in his backyard. And I correctly intuited that I would be a good MC for this activity. And so, like, yeah. But the thing was, like, you know, we needed people to get a little drunk first before they would sort of, like, agree to be part of these wacky activities that we had. So, we just had a whole ton of booze and, like, here you go. Because I fancy making up drinks instead of just like giving whatever, you know, drinking whatever I'm handed, I was like, I bet I could make something good out of, you know, we clearly had hot damn vodka and Welch's grape juice on hand. So I just decided to make that drink, and it was, I'll be honest with you, it was fucking delicious. I know that it sounds hideous.
Yeah.
And if to certain palates, it probably was, but I think it was genius.
What's a new name we can have for it? Because I feel like a drink that good should be called something more than Liquid Fireball.
I agree, especially now that Fireball is a thing that exists.
Right, I know, and it's poison. It's just straight up fucking poison.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. This is one of those we'll fix it in post things, because I could come up with a great name for it, but it would take me about like. It would take me a while. Like, I'll come up with it on the way home.
Yeah.
Purple Splash. Disco Perp.
Cinnamon Surprise.
Spicy Kool-Aid.
If we can assume the average proof, right? Red 40 is a dye, right?
Oh yeah.
But if we assume that the average proof of such a cocktail would be something more, we could call it Red 85.
Oh, that sounds like a good comic book too.
Yeah.
It does. All right. What do you think? I feel like you've definitely had at least one more.
Okay. I'm saving the best one for last.
Mm-hmm.
Women should be allowed to carry and use swords as street harassment deterrent.
I call this the sword plan, and I think that it works. Nobody has ever done it, right? So here's the idea. All women everywhere in America are allowed to carry swords, meaning any bladed weapon that requires a scabbard.
And it's a choice.
It's a choice. Yeah, yeah. You're not issued
one. Yeah.
You can go buy one. Right? But now it's yours and you can just have it. You can have it on you at any time. And so the original idea behind this was that, like, once per month, you basically get a cut a fool pass, right? Like, you can cut a fool once, and this includes any injury up to it, including death.
Like,
you can cut a motherfucker once per month for and nobody will ask any questions. You were just allowed that. Yeah. You get one free, and if you don't use it, In the first iteration of it, the cut-a-full passes did not stack. But I feel like that's dumb. Like, you should be able to have that stack. So if you cut no fools in March, you can cut two in April.
And if I feel like I'm someone who can just beat a motherfucker down anyways and I don't need a sword, can I, like, give my cut-a-fool passes to, like, people who are... It's hard for them to sword wield? Yeah, I think of some people, like, and also people who aren't able to carry a sword, like physically able, do they get like a sword guardian?
Yes.
Can we volunteer like at abortion clinics to like aid people?
Yes.
But you get to hang out with people and cut the motherfuckers for them?
Yes.
Like, I would give them all my kind of motherfucker passes if I didn't need them.
Right.
So I'd be like, you get extra ones.
Well, here's the thing, right? Like, the idea, I think, is that, like, right, like, some fool walking down the street will just, like, he'll see a woman. And, like, he'll think, like, oh, I should say something. But...
No, you shouldn't.
But he'll be like, wait a minute, I don't know if she's used her pass, right? Because there's no visual clue. Visual clue. All he knows is he sees a woman, but she's wearing her blade.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like... You know what? I'm gonna keep my mouth shut. That's the idea. It's just it will teach people manners at the tip of the sword.
I love this idea, and actually, I hate it. Kind of hate it for a reason.
Mm.
So I love it because even if, say, we didn't get the cut a motherfucker pass,
mm-hmm.
who the fuck is gonna tell me to smile if I have a giant sword on a hilt?
Right.
Yeah. Who's gonna? No one. No one's gonna want to talk. Like, no. Maybe they want to talk about my sword, but that's like a whole other weird phallic thing. Like, weird.
Right.
But the thing that piqued my interest about it is it brings up for me how it's on women to have to defend themselves when they get catcalled, right? It's like on the victim to like regulate the victimizer.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's something also nice about like I'm just care. So like, swords are heavy. I don't always want to have a sword on me.
Right.
Like, how do I get on BART with a sword? Like, sitting on BART? Like,
I don't necessarily know that I agree that all swords are heavy. You could make a titanium blade, right? Light, strong. And it doesn't have to be like a two-handed claymore. It could just be like...
So this is maybe going to drive sword technology forward.
It could. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we're talking about maybe something about, you know,
new
about
industry
the...
of lady swords.
Something about the length of a yoga mat, let's say, mm-hmm. right? Like, as long as it has a scabbard, it is a sword, right?
And that's the short length of a yoga mat, not the long length.
Yeah. Short.
That would be amazing.
No, that would be insane.
Taller than me.
Yeah, so something that's about, what would we call that? Maybe 2.5 feet?
Yeah, two and a half feet.
It's definitely not three, right?
No.
Something like that, you know? I mean, the point is that it's a bladed weapon that you can that is kind of hard to take away from somebody who doesn't want you to,
mm-hmm.
right? Like I feel like you know like if I'm coming at you with a knife, I think that it's still possible. Like I maybe this is just me and my like having watched too many action movies. If some fool came at me with a knife, it would be frightening. But I don't think that it would, like, make me shit myself and run away if I couldn't. But a sword, you are not taking a sword away from somebody who doesn't want you to take that sword away. Yeah. That's, like, 2.5, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and you, like, you've got some reach on that. You don't have to get up close to somebody to use it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, too, like, when people, like, seem like they're going to say something, you just go, like,
You just reach behind you, put your hand on the handle,
and you just kind of, like, pull it out just a little
just
bit.
Like, ding.
Yeah.
Also, I want to do that.
If this happens, I have a business idea.
Mm.
Etsy is going to explode with bespoke handkerchiefs to wipe the blood
off
of your sword and still look cute.
Yes.
Think about all the hilts that are going to be just bling blongin.
Yeah.
I actually think there's going to be a market for two-chambered yoga mat bags where you've got the mat on one side and your sword on the other. Like, I'll make that. Yeah. I'll make that right now.
Yeah. All women and no men. By the way, this includes trans women, obviously, also will be, like, can carry swords. That's not a problem. But, like, no dudes. No dudes are allowed to carry blades.
No cis men. So, like, non-binary folks. I feel like non-binary folks get a sword, too.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, if do non-binary folks get catcalled in the same way that most women do? You know what?
They get, like, the trans hate.
They get attention. I mean, I have friends who...
It's for unwelcome attention, not simple street harassment. You're right.
God, men are going to hate that.
You know what? That's too bad for them.
Yeah, it's basically just since dudes don't get them.
You'll be okay because you're not a dum-dum.
Yeah.
Well, which you wouldn't even when we don't have swords.
Exactly. So. Exactly. If you're not the kind of guy who wouldn't open his if you're the kind of guy who's going to open his stupid fucking mouth, then you're going to have a problem. But you know what? Maybe you deserve to bleed every month.
There seems to be.
You deserve to bleed every month until you finally learn your fucking lesson. Like, it's that simple.
What if women start catcalling men? What if that whole, reversal happens?
You know what? Here's the thing. Like,
If we get cocky and start abusing our power.
Yeah. I mean, everyone does, I guess.
Yeah. You know, I think that's a bridge that we're going to have to cross when we reach it. Right now, speaking as a dude, I don't think I would mind if I were being catcalled by women, but I don't know.
I am occasionally tempted to tell strangers that they've put together a really nice outfit that morning. I'm not hitting on them.
Yeah.
And I don't do this because I don't like it when people do it to me. But, every once in a while I see someone, any age, any gender, whatever, and I'm just like... You're killing it today.
I actually like when people do that to me because it doesn't feel like it's never coming from a visibly sexual or it's always from
an aesthetic judgment.
You just made my day because you look like a crazy pink haired little sunshine drop.
You know,
I'll take it. I'll take it. And I dish it out, but never when it seems unwarranted. I'm not going to be like, hey, you with the earbuds on, killing it.
Yeah.
It's we're in tights quarters on BART, and it's just like, hey, you just have to say, the jacket is awesome.
Right? There is, it is very clear.
You look sharp today, very pulled together.
Yeah, there's a difference between that and, nice tits.
Yeah.
Pointed crotch. You know what I mean? We know this.
Yeah.
But the kind of person who would need to be taught that will be taught that.
Yeah,
with a sword.
The dude who tells you to smile when you are literally on your way to a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's getting cut every month. Frequent flyer card at the hospital.
The sword plan, everybody. The sword plan. It is now time for one of us to give a terrible recommendation or showcase an idea from our guest. Does anybody have a terrible recommendation or an idea they would like to give to the people?
I got nothing.
If you don't, I mean, I have one.
Bring it.
Which is just, again, by this time it's possible that YouTube may have changed their rules, but I read an article on BuzzFeed News about, basically that, people on... white supremacist YouTube channels will host event type things where they interview each other, and they're the popular ones, right? And there's some kind of YouTube paid chat feature where you can pay to have your message be highlighted in chat, and racists are just using that to be white power forever, and they're paying $100 a pop to do this.
Wow.
I would love to set up a fake racist channel and just pretend to be a racist for long enough to make me enough money to buy myself a PS4. And then just disappear forever.
God, that's a terrible idea.
That's an awful idea.
That goes against
awful.
Everything. You're wearing a Rebel Alliance shirt, sir.
You know that because you know me, but you don't know me as, YouTube user, I don't even...
311...
Asian Aryan power,
right.
Or something. You know what I mean?
Aryan.
And I will pretend to be a shithead MAGA dude for just long enough to funnel enough money from these idiots to just to give myself a more comfortable life and then vanish forever. That's my terrible idea. If anybody else does that, please
don't
give
do
me
it.
A cut.
Absolutely, don't do it.
Don't do it. But if you do it, I need $600 for a PSVR setup.
I feel like you could do that if you were fundraising for, the NAACP.
I suppose. Really, any scheme that gets me a PSVR setup without having to actually pay for it myself is really the end goal. Because I need to get on that Star Trek Bridge Crew VR game because they released the Galaxy Class update.
I feel like we can make this happen for you another way.
I suppose that's possible.
That's right. We're going to brainstorm. We're going to brainstorm after the podcast. It's going to be fine. We're going to get through this.
Wedding DJ.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Yeah, let's talk. Let's talk. In the meantime, where is everybody to be found on the internet? I can be found, thanks to my friend Jen, who is Jennifer Marie on Twitter. She's also a sometime guest co-host you can find in the episode archive. Everything that I do online, you can actually just find it in one place. Just go to flavor.country to see all the links, all the stuff, the Twitter, the Instagram, the tiny letter, etc., etc.
I am on Instagram as Enthusiosity.
I'm Ashley Ann, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Wham Bam Ash. Because it's Wham Bam Ashley Ann. Get it? Okay.
This podcast is available pretty much anywhere you listen to them. Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. Whatever platform you're using, consider leaving us a nice review or rating, as it helps more people discover us and increases the chance of one of the ideas you've just heard actually being picked up by somebody out there.
Is it possible to leave a 5-star rating and no review? Because that has actually, I've seen that in the iTunes store as well.
I think I have done that.
Maybe so. If you don't like words, it's fine.
Yeah.
Just go to your Apple Podcasts, your iTunes, and leave the 5 stars and see what happens.
Totally.
Yeah. Little experiment.
Excellent. Remember, if you have heard an idea that you like, go ahead and use it. I just want credit.
I want to cut.
I just want all of your records.
Thanks, everybody.